Why, they were scary. They were great. I loved it.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
You want to see it?
Well, show me while I'm driving.
No, I can't. I can't tell you about it. It's only take a couple of seconds.
All right, 2 seconds, okay?
Okay.
What is it?
Just pull it over.
Okay.
I'll show you.
All right.
Scare me. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
Ooh. 22-minute podcast. 22-minute podcast. Take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines.
God damn that tea.
Stuff.
Woo! Mow, 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 mow. Well, welcome to the 22-minute podcast. My name is Wes Everton. Today is Tuesday, isn't it?
Isn't it Tuesday?
Isn't it? Tuesday, isn't it? I already gave you some birthdays last time, so you're kind of primed for Tuesday. But anyway, I need to move up a little bit, I'm ruining my shot.
Your shoot.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because we're going to have to crop, so I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Tuesday, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing Tuesday. Special about Tuesday. You know what I mean? Other than you already know some birthdays that are happening.
Right.
Ones we're excited about. Ones we're kind of like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? No.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. Didn't even mean to make a reference to our childhood.
That was great.
But sometimes it happens when you're hanging out with people you've known for
20 plus
three,
years.
23.
Yeah.
23 years. And then and then known James for 14.
Oh, nice.
13. No. 12. Yeah. 23. Is that right, James? 23? I don't know. 24. I don't remember when we met, I guess. It was either 23 or 24.
I think you mean 2013 or 2012.
Well, that would be when you and I were 22 or 23. So I'm saying with an age. So yeah.
Gotcha.
Weaseled out of it.
Was it not 2012? Maybe it was. Who cares? Let's move on. What's
the world
happening?
The world didn't end in 2012.
Damn, dude. 22? Okay. Damn, what was I doing right before that? Who could even know? Mm. God will tell me one day.
Well, son.
Dude, I hope not. What a beating. You know what I mean? Dude, just don't tell me. Just send me where you're sending me.
just send me where you're sending me.
Fire! Oh, brimstone!
Oh, no!
Okay. All right, on this day in 1497... Like anyone can even know that. John Cabot became the first European to set foot in North America since the Vikings. Right, like anyone can even know that. There it is, exactly. What a claim.
That's an older football team than I thought.
Oh, that's damn. I guess they did change their names at one point from
Minnesota.
Or I mean, they moved cities. I apologize. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that the Vikings are kind of I guess they're on a lake.
Mm?
But they're not on the ocean.
The ocean, yeah.
Where I imagine the Vikings. Yeah, because the Vikings actually only made it to about Greenland. And then I think only a little bit of like continental North America.
Interesting.
I don't know that they actually made it to... And a lot of times... Man, I was reading this the other day.
Yeah.
A lot of times they didn't even really like... move into they just stayed on kind of the shore and they just kind of checked that area out. They never really went in anywhere because they didn't. I mean, we go too far in, we're fucked.
You're bright. Dragons.
Mm-hmm. They did have weird racial slurs for Native Americans. They called them dragons.
That's what weird. A dope ass name though.
I mean, that's why it's weird. I think it might be shorthand for like dragon ass or something.
Oh.
I think it was unfortunately. Yeah.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, they. They show that. No, never mind. Never mind. Don't want to do it. Well, yeah, because it was like, oh, unfortunately, I have to mention this part of history that I was going to make up, and then it was going to be a joke, and it's just a little too offensive, I think, honestly. I don't even want to make the joke. So we'll move on. On this day in 2010, Julia Gillard, I don't know, was sworn in as Australia's first female prime minister. I'm a little upset I don't know her name.
Yeah.
Because I guess at 20, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
We'll have a female president in like a year or something.
When, trying to get high right now,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm trying to play Super Smash Bros., maybe Catan later. Mm-hmm. I have so much energy, and all I do is play games and get high.
There's a new Breaking Bad on tonight, okay?
Yeah, I got to get there. Man, you know, that really has gone away, at least in my life. I guess stuff still premieres, so it's still possible to get together and watch it with friends on a certain day. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we did that with, a group of us mm-hmm. would get together and watch Boardwalk Empire.
Yep.
Not Mad Men. I'm sorry. What was the AMC one? Breaking Bad.
You just said
Oh, God.
Breaking Bad. And there was also Game of Thrones, too.
Game of Thrones. We did that as well. I watched one of the final episodes of Game of Thrones with the crew of Married at First Sight.
Okay.
I was really looking forward to having the camaraderie experience, and then it was just a shit episode. Yeah. So I guess we all had camaraderie of like, what the fuck was that?
Now we're all disgruntled.
Yeah,
and
exactly. They're drinking. I'm getting high. You know? Yeah, yeah. Some people are doing cocaine. Stop asking. You know. Anyway, all right, down on this day in music history. On this day in 1997, the Insane Clown Posse, respect. You know what? They're not racist.
Yeah.
They're all about family, mm-hmm. accepting people. No, they don't know about science. Who cares?
That's fine.
You know what they know science doesn't say? That racism is cool.
Right.
They know that. But they dropped their fourth album, which is obviously probably, just going off the name, it has to be probably the ICP album that rocked everybody's world, The Great Malenko.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know what it sounds like. I saw it on here. It's like, we got to give respect to the Juggalos.
No, honestly, like every time I see an interview with that guy over the past like 3 years, he's saying reasonable things.
Yeah, right.
So I good. I'm glad. Good for him. He's doing well. He's probably a millionaire, and he deserves it. Mostly just because of the positivity.
Yeah, 100%.
On this day in 2003, Our Lives Were Changed.
That's right.
Including Shelby's. Motion City Soundtrack's debut comes out. I Am the Movie. I don't remember. What does capital H sound like?
I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back with the ballroom swinging.
Yep. I love the singles on this. The Future Freaks Me Out. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other? My Favorite Accident.
Yeah, I love that fucking song.
And then Merry-Go-Round. Yep. I want to see you when the summer sun sets down. Oh, yeah. 13-year-old me was like, what?
What is what? This?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
One ticket to the Warped Tour, please.
Yes. Thank you.
$37.50. That's what it costs,
holy
you know?
Shit.
And $2.50 of that went to charity.
That's insane, man. And our parents were still pissed.
Yeah. My dad was like, you want to go to another concert? Yes, Dad, I do.
Did we go? What did we go to first? Did we go to Census Fail early November?
Yeah, yeah.
Saves the day first?
Yeah.
And then was it that summer or something
that
we
it
went
was.
To?
Warped Tour.
Is that mm-hmm. true?
Because it was November, December.
It just how old were we? Did we drive ourselves? No.
No. My parents dropped us off, and your dad picked us up for the Census Fail show. And then for that first Warped Tour, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. You know, if you have the ticket, I think I have the ticket somewhere. Okay. Oh, you know what? It's at a house I'm never going to again. not gonna figure that out. Also on this day in 2003, the Black Eyed Peas released their third album, Ella Funk, with the banger Where's the Love? I don't know that I
What's
know
wrong one. With the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. Where is the love?
I don't know this one.
No, it's good.
James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet. James knows.
Okay. It was their first one.
Yeah, it was featuring, I think, Justin Timberlake on the chorus, if I wasn't mistaken.
You know, he's really fallen off.
Yeah. Well, did he lose, or like, they divorced Jessica Biel, did he lose, like, the single greatest thing that could have ever happened to him?
Sure, you know? I don't think I think it was rumors for a while. Which,
well, he, like, cheated on her.
Oh, no.
Maybe. I mean, we don't do headlines, but I think.
I don't understand how you could cheat on someone like Jessica Biel.
That's what I'm saying. Then you get a DUI.
I don't care if she's like mean.
Yeah.
No. I will gaslight with humor until she is exhausted.
She will laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she'll stop being mean. She'll be laughing. She doesn't know why. She's exhausted. She's like, I guess I'll hang out with this guy.
He's got great throw blankets.
That was a throwaway joke, pun intended. But I actually only have one. It's an Afghan, and it's mine. So I need another one.
Well, you'd share with her.
My grandmother made it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Chat.
Action.
I like saying it like I'm a New York director.
Yeah. Action. All right, go.
Man, on this day in 1983, a fantastic film was released. Mm-hmm. Released the Twilight Zone movie. A little awkward because, just feature some pretty prominent onset mm-hmm. deaths.
Yeah.
Who was the director? John Landis?
John Landis, that is correct.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why now whenever, like, you have a child on set, there's so many people already on set for so many different reasons, mm-hmm. but now there's, like, a person who's literally there for the child to be like, hey, if you're going to move that, you need to go fucking over there.
Yeah.
Because this kid right here, he doesn't have the spatial awareness uh-huh. to consent for himself. So I'm here to make sure you are 20 feet away with that ladder, with that light, with your mouth. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
everything.
And that's it's because of stuff like this.
I loved Dan Aykroyd's, like, just the opening bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
See something really scary? Yeah.
It was terrifying.
It was terrifying. And I can't imagine in 1983 how terrifying it was. And then, just the production that mm-hmm. went into every single bit of it. And then John Lithgow just being my hero. See, that's what John Lithgow needs to be doing.
Yeah.
Character acting. Something on the right. Oh,
Harry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then also just the trippiest shit.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah, that TV episode or that segment.
The last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then even just the very charming old people turning young.
Yeah, I love that one playing kickball.
They make a choice, you know?
Kick the can.
I bet if I watched that now, I would ball my eyes.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I haven't seen it in years. Be careful. Be careful. I better, like, if I knew I was going to see a screening of it, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'm going to watch it before.
Yeah, I need to mentally prepare and remember.
I need to pregame my emotions.
My emotions.
When you think of your superiors, what emotions do you feel? That's mostly for James and Mike, so it's for everybody in the room.
What happened to your eye?
Hey, what happened to your eye?
Bleep, bleep.
On this day in 1987, Spaceballs was released. You know, I really enjoyed this as a kid, but I don't know how actually funny it was.
You know,
Rick Moranis 2 days in a row?
I mean, I love Rick Moranis, and I'm sure if I watched it, I would really enjoy it simply because of the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tried to view it as like an objective kind of... Like, does it live up to that slapstick, you know?
No, sure.
Is it a laugh a minute? I rewatched Airplane, and man, you know what really sucked? I'm going to say Airplane is great, obviously, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. of the year it came out. Like, for the time, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
What I think they could figure out better now is, like, we don't have to spend so much time on the romance, dude, we? Because I'm not laughing as much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're doing a bit on the beach and stuff, and, like, it's kind of funny, but it's not as funny.
Yeah, I think it's so they can make more references to famous films, though.
Oh, that checks out.
Like, they do the Casablanca, they do the Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, yeah, you're right. I mean,
I don't know.
No, you're right. I guess if you can really settle yourself into, like, that's the bit, is we're doing the Casablanca mm-hmm. thing, we're doing the Saturday Night Fever thing, then I guess it's not as, like, boring.
I do believe that whole movie is just... Bit after bit after
That's
bit.
That's the thing. It's a laugh
bit.
A second. Yeah. Well, a laugh a second. Mm-hmm. So,
have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
And then Blink-182 used the jive talk in one of their albums.
Oh, that's right. Fucking Blink-182 did.
Oh,
I think that's is it the end Cheshire of Cheshire Cat? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Nice, James. Thank you for that. Melt my fucking heart over here.
I'm glad y'all remembered that. I'm sure I've heard it, but woo.
Yeah, it's just the very end of the album.
Oh, shit, okay. Scott.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Wait, are we allowed to do that impression? Am I allowed to do this impression now? You telling me that's okay? Okay. Anyway. On this day in the year 2016, dude, Swiss Army Man is great.
It really
Never
is.
Seen it.
It really is.
Oh, it's
good.
Fantastic.
What is it?
Paul Dano. Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes. Daniel Radcliffe is a corpse who kind of gains a small form of it's. He's not a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He doesn't desire brains, and he's not trying to kill anyone. You'll see what it is like by the end of it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But he just gains some form of sentience a little bit, but then also becomes like a something you able to use like a Swiss Army knife, a tool to help Paul Dano escape from this desolate island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
It's a fun watch.
I don't want to ruin anything. We're moving on. On this day in the year 2022, a pretty entertaining horror movie, Black Phone, came out.
I liked it.
I need to rewatch it because I don't remember. I think it was a little anticlimactic for me.
I tried to watch this movie six times.
Yeah. I mean, it's good at building atmosphere. It's good at setting kind of the environment you're in, but I don't remember it really executing then. In a satisfying way. So
I don't remember anything after the first scene.
The main kid in the movie is now in the live action How to Train Your Dragon, which was great, by the way.
I'm sure
I was curious, like, why the fuck do I recognize this kid? Yeah, it came out last week, maybe the week before.
Okay. I've already heard parents saying that they've cried in the theater.
It was good. Yeah, I did too. Well, I remember, like, so the trailer definitely was like, all right, I'm feeling some emotions right now.
Oh, wow.
I am prepping myself for what's going to happen. It was great.
Dad.
Absolutely great. And I never saw the original. I never saw the cartoon. Yeah, but yeah.
I've seen the cartoon.
Yeah.
So that's why I just know it's like, I got to prove something to my father, you know?
I don't want to kill
dragons.
Did they not
use Jay Baruchel because he's 50?
Exactly.
Yeah, they did not.
Man, they should have had him like be a character who, like the one character who dies or something. You know, that would have been.
There's
funny.
A few of those.
Oh, okay. Wow. They went to Honda. Mm. They said, I mean, maybe did people die in the cartoon? I don't remember.
Well, like you don't actually, you know that. Okay, yeah, no one's walking away from that.
Right, and then the character kind of goes.
Yes. There's some screams and then some as they're getting flipped.
But the character reacting to people dying never goes, they died, you know, or something.
They're dead.
Yeah. It's just, they just go,
shock.
And they're kind of frozen. Yeah. Disney, DreamWorks. how much time we got? Plenty. All right. On this day. Oh, no. We're moving on. We're moving to birthdays. Well, like I said, turning 31. I think I said 30, but turning 31, Erin Moriarty from the boys.
She's had some cosmetic work done, it looks like.
I've noticed the posts as well online. The factory of information about the way people look, and I would agree. It looks like she's unfortunately she had some insecurities, I guess, about the way that she appeared, and seemed to have had an extensive amount of work done.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But happy birthday, happy birthday to the family in the front row. I know we're here to mourn. You know, like if we do a Born on this Day, Not Dead, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then you have something controversial to say. Great eulogy. Yeah. Just fantastic.
That's what we should do, it's just eulogies for the people that were born on this day but now dead.
Oh, are you here to comment on my googly? What? Are you going to say I'm not a good googlizer? Great bit. Turning 64, speaking of Game of Thrones, was that today or yesterday? Anyway. Ian Glenn. Turning 64. What was his name?
Sir Cocksmith.
And he certainly never laid that cock down.
Jorah
Mormont.
Sir Jorah.
Yeah. Turning 78.
Old
Sir
rock skin.
Sir RoboCop.
Mr. RoboCop himself.
Went to UNT 78.
No way.
Technically, again, it was called North Texas State University, but yeah.
Still neat,
but yeah. Turning 50. The girl who used Jonah Hill's leg as a tampon, Carla Gallo.
We're blood brothers. I do love that line so much.
she's good in Undeclared as well. Like she's in a handful of stuff.
I never watched Undeclared.
Yeah,
but it looks like she's been in a lot of Judd Apatow productions.
Judd Apatow said, "We're gonna make sure you ain't pow.
Nice.
We're gonna make sure you can pay at least to live in an apartment somewhere, and then maybe find a husband.
Good for you."
Sorry. That was a misogynistic joke I made. Let's see. Ooh, turning 46. We're not going to make a misogynistic joke about this lady. Minda Carling. Kaling. And I said Minda. I don't even know what's going on.
Mindy
Kaling. Anyway.
That's another super bad reference. Mindy.
Oh.
I don't remember.
He's at the liquor store.
I don't remember.
McLovin is like, trying to like get the beer from the liquor store.
Her name is Mindy. Oh, okay. Yeah. The lady behind the counter.
I always thought it was wild that they emptied out those jugs of like Tide detergent and then stored beer in there. There's no way you're going to get the fucking flavor of soap out of there, you stupid high schooler.
Right. No, clearly just a bit for high school or for a high school movie kind of thing. Would not work. Oh, speaking of Jonah Hill, his sister is turning 32, Beanie Feldstein.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's his sister. Yeah.
Interesting.
Beanie Feldstein. I don't know that has she directed stuff? She was in Booksmart. That's the only thing I think I really...
Lady Bird.
Oh, and then she was in... Yeah, after Booksmart. Oh, it was before Booksmart? I guess I had seen her in Neighbors 2.
Okay.
Before
I never saw any of the Neighbors movies.
Yes, you did. You went with me to the theaters. But anyway.
Did I?
You did. Cole was there.
I don't remember.
It's a distinct memory because it happened in Denver in the year 2016.
Huh.
But anyway, she's also done some other stuff. I think she's directed something. Oh, How to Build a Girl. I don't know.
I believe she was in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do remember her in that.
Wow, she looks exactly like Jonah Hill.
You know, and I think she really like platforms being a les.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, and that's, you know, well, it's funny because, which Cohen? Joan or Colin? No.
Colin, Joan.
Or a thon. No, Ethan Cohen, I believe, he directed Drive Away
Dolls
with
his
wife, I think, or something?
I think that sounds...
Or
that
she
sounds,
wrote it or something?
They partnered up.
And they're doing one more, and it literally, or they're doing two more, maybe, because they're literally calling it the lesbian trilogy or something.
Oh!
And
did you
like,
see Drive Away Dolls?
It's bad.
Oh, is it bad?
It's bad.
Oh, okay.
It's fun and it's well made, but like the plot is just, it does not have zing to it. So then I'm wondering how much Joel's responsible for everything. Because his Hamlet, or I'm sorry, was it
Macbeth
was fantastic. I mean, if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you don't like Shakespeare, then you're going to be so bored. I can't imagine how bored. Because I like Shakespeare. But anyway.
Yeah, and then I think Ethan just talked so much shit about it too after it came
out. No way!
Yeah.
I guess they had a split.
They must have, yeah. It's far worse than we thought.
That's really unfortunate. Because I at least wanted to see that last movie that was on their IMDb, like The Zebra or something. It was a thriller. Ooh, I don't remember what this lady's been in. She's turning 40, but I like the way her face looks. Mary Holland. So I just want to say happy birthday. Looks like she's been in Night Bitch. But I don't remember what I... Oh, she was also in... Oh, she was in another slapsticky. She was in the Mike and Dave. I probably remember from that. Yeah, she was like... Yeah, she was kind of like the catty bitch in that. And I was like, yeah, but you pretty.
You pretty, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care if she's mean. If Jessica Biel's mean, I will gaslight her with humor. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.